Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Kif Dalet. We're starting a brand new perek. Mandy, how come you didn't announce it? Yes. All right. Kif Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. We're now going to talk extensively about Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. Basar B'Cholov, of course, is mixing meat and milk. Zokten Zvi Mishnah, Kol HaBasar Osur LeVashel B'Cholov, all meats. You're not allowed to go and cook with milk. We say all meats. We mean, talking about rib steak, we're talking about shoulder steak, we're talking about flanken. Says Rashi, no, come on. We're coming to go and say not only behaima meat, but also chaya v'oif. Even though the Torah only says leisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy, and gedi means a young behaima. Rashi points out a number of times it doesn't have to mean only a gedi izim, a young goat, but it can mean even a young shapsel. It can even mean a young calf. Calf is from the cow family. Anyway, the point is that all of those are behemoths. Chai v'oif does not say beferish in the Torah. It doesn't talk about oifis, it doesn't talk about chayis. And in fact, we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily that Rabbi Akiva, in a Mishnah later on in our Perek, I believe in Daf Kiv Zayin, is going to go and say that the holding of chai v'oif is only osir midrabanan, not min ha-toira. It's going to be a machlokes. Anyway, so the word osir over here could mean osir midyaraisa, and our mission is not going like Rabbi Akiva, and it's saying that basar behema, basar chaya, basar oif, all min ha-toira is osir levashel b'cholav, and that would be shalik Rabbi Akiva. Or you can say that the osir just means prohibited, and therefore the Gabi Behem will be awesome in Atayra, and the Gabi Chai V'Oif will be awesome in Rabbana. And that's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara, as we will see in another couple of months. Anyway, bottom line is, any type of meat, including Basar Oif, like chicken, Osir B'Cholof. The only exception to the rule is Chutz B'Sar Dogim V'Chagom. That comes to exclude, for instance, if you have fish, and if you have grasshoppers, although there may be people that refer to fish also as kind of a form of meat substitute, but it's lemaise, it's not meat, and therefore it's not included, and you are allowed to go and cook it or eat it with milk. But eating milk with fish or not, that in itself is already a little bit more controversial, but for our purposes, there is no din of basar b'cholav if you're talking about fish. The author of the Halos in Magvina al Shulchan, Chutz Mibsar Dogim Bechagavim. Now this din of Osel HaHalis is a din midrabanan, that we're afraid that someone, if he is faced with both milchiks and fleishiks on the table at the same time, he may by accident mix the two, eat one before the other, eat one together with the other, so therefore don't have the two together on the table at the same time. It's therefore also lehalois im hagvina al shulchan. Don't go and take basar and be malad on the same table with gvina, with cheese. Chutz b'sar dogim b'chagav. Notice at the beginning of the Mishnah starts off also levashel b'cholav, and here it continues on im hagvina. Chay could have said also lehalois im hacholav v'sepsir gvina. Anyway, I'm Bereshash that tries to give two or three answers why the Mishnah changes references from cholav to gvina. But the purpose is not to mix the two, therefore don't have them on the table at the same time. This does not apply to fish, it doesn't apply to chagavim, to grasshoppers. Finally, hanoidim in abasar, mutim abasar, dogim v'chagavim. This hanoidim in abasar comes in conveniently because here too we talk about basar, chutz, then basar dogim v'chagavim. However, this is really unrelated to the earlier two halachas. The earlier two halachas had to do with bishul of basar b'cholav or achilas basar b'cholav, which of course is an issa d'oraisa. Here the Mishnah is talking about a person who makes a neder. He decides one day, from now on, I'm not going to go and eat any more meat. And he makes a neder, but the ganze maisa. Says our Mishnah, that only refers to basar, including basar behema chayv oifois, but it does not include fish and chagav. Why does the Mishnah, what's the reason for the Mishnah? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, that when it comes to hilchos nedarim, we go after Lashon Bnei Adam. Lashon Bnei Adam, when they refer to meat, they mean meat. They mean something fleishiks, even if they mean chicken. But they certainly, when they're saying meat, they do not mean fish, and they do not mean chagav. This, therefore, comes in conveniently with the other two, even though it has nothing to do with Hilchis Basar B'Cholav. Okay, so Gemara. We start with the Mishnah, the Kala Basar Asa Levashel B'Cholav. And the Gemara assumes that this Isser is an Isser D'Oraisa. And since we said all basar with the exception of fish and chagav. Therefore, her oif is asa mideraisa. It sounds like that oif is also asa mideraisa, just like the heima meat. So, see more command like Rabbi Kiva. L'choy, this does not stem like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, ha'omar. Rabbi Kiva says in a Mishnah later on on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, states on the Mishnah that chay va'oif ena min ha'Torah. It's only iser midraban. Midraban, and you're not allowed to go and mix chicken together with milk of the Torah, you are allowed to. That's the shita of Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so it sounds like our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Kiva, because the Mishnah says osur, and we're assuming this means isa deraisa. Aim a sefer. Let's see the sefer of the Mishnah. Hanoidim min abasar mutter the basar dogi v'chagav. Person makes a neder from eating meat, he's allowed to have fish, he's allowed to eat chagav. Ha'oif, however, oif is osur. So therefore, in his neder min abasar, included in that is oif. Says Yimara, so Rabbi Kiva, this goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Omar called Mili to Mimlech Alei Shliach Bar Minehu. Anything that the Shliach goes and asks about is a simen that is part of that species, part of that min. What do you mean that the Shliach asks about? The sign you learned in the Braisa, Hanoidim Min Hayerek, Mutte Bidluit. What happens if a person says, I am not going to eat? Now, when we talk about yerek, we normally think of vegetables generally. But really, yerek is more greens, so it would be more like salads and that type of stuff, or the fancy things that they put down at fancy chasanas next to the meat and next to the fish. Some people eat and some people dispose of. Anyway, so those are all greens, and a person makes a neder not to eat from greens, he's allowed to go and eat diluin. Diluin would be from the gourd pumpkin family. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, no. Gluin is also included within the set known as Yerek. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Kiva, ha-ha, we'll prove to you that Yerek does not include Gluin. What's the proof? Bali Oimer Odom Lishluchoi, Kachlonu Yerek, Kachli Yerek. What happens if a person goes and he needs vegetables, he wants to go make a nice salad of greens and all the rest, so he says to his shliach, do me a favor, go to the supermarket and go and buy me bodek lettuce, go and buy me some yerek. He comes back and says, sorry, there was no lettuce left, there was no yerek, however, there are still a few bunch of gourds and pumpkins. So now the question is, why didn't he just go and buy them? Why did he come back and tell him? In the good old days, they didn't have cell phones and emails and the faxes and all the rest. So he had to come home. So the question is, why did he bother coming home? After all, since he asked him to go and bring Yerek, and he only found Gluim, so why didn't he buy the Gluim? Is the Harai is Uktutane Kama, that the Gluim is not Bechlal Yerek, because it would be Bechlal Yerek, so he didn't go and tell him it has to be Dafka, only iceberg lettuce as opposed to romaine lettuce, as opposed to other types of greens. He said, go and bring me greens. So why didn't he bring the Gluim? Is the best Rai that the Gluim is not part of Yerek, and that's why the Tane Kama says in this price, Hanoidim and Yerek, Mute Bid Gluim. That's the Chorish Taka Rai. It's Omel Emser, Rabbi Kiva says back, Punk faket, kein adavar. That's my proof. Klum oimele matzasi ele kidneys. Does that same shliach come back and say, I didn't find any yerek, but I found beans? Or perhaps he comes back and says that I found yogurt, or I found a piece of fish for you. I didn't ask for fish and yogurt. I'm looking for greens. What are you talking about? So the fact that he came back and said that Duluim means that Duluim has some sort of shaychus, connection, family connection to Yerakos. It's not exactly Yerak, because if it was Yerak, he would have brought it home. The fact that he asked about Duluim, and he said, there's Duluim, but he didn't say kidneys, and he didn't say there's yogurt, and he didn't say that there's fish, or there's a can of tuna fish, or something like that, is the chasimun that there is a relationship between Yerek and Gluim. Elisha Gluim is Bechlal Yerek. Vein Kitnes Bechlal Yerek. Aha. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva learns that any type of thing that a shliach would come back for, and he would say, what you asked for is not exactly there, but there's something very, very close.
It's in the parsha.
That's in the parsha. Oh, it does. When you say in the parsha today, yeah, often has a different connotation, but that's okay. It's talking about, good. So they're fine. So the Mishnah says, "Anoyim and abaser mutter bebaser dogim v'chagovim." Why is in fact oif included? After all, baser sounds like baser behema, and he means taka meat. He didn't say chicken. Ah, says Rabbi Kiva, if I were to go and send a shliach to the meat market and tell him, please buy for me some meat, he comes back and says, I'm sorry, there was no meat, but there was plenty of chicken. Would he say, but there was plenty of fish? Would he say there was plenty of vegetables? Of course not. is a chasimin by the fact that he would say there is chicken, so chicken is bechlal basar. So Gemara assumes that this machloikis but noidim and ayerek but tabluin would be the exact machloikis by uns, that if a person said hanoidim min ha basar, the Tanakamu would say mutter be chicken and mutter be oif ubechai, because he said he wants behemoth meat. He doesn't want to say by the word basar has that connotation of behemoth meat. It doesn't have the connotation of chayim meat or of chicken or of turkey or of duck or anything like that. That's why it would be mutter. Because he says if you attend the shliach to go and get meat and there is no meat, what would he do? He would call you and tell you, but there is chicken. Is the chasim the chicken is bechal? Anyway, so bottom line is the first halach of our Mishnah where it says kol basar osur levasha b'chalav, where the premise of the Gemara assumed is referring to an iser d'oraisa. Iser d'oraisa only applies to behemah meat and not to oif and not to chayim meat. So the fact that the Mishnah says osur across the board min ha-toira sounds like it's not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, chayv oif eni min ha-toira. But the second case of the Mishnah, the hanoid min ha-basar, that is directly Rabbi Akiva, and so therefore we already told in advance that when you come and get Shem, your mokum yuchad is.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. Anyway, so if you don't, maybe just make a little more room. You come closer to here, to Uri, maybe. Come closer to the side this way. Uri will be a little bit closer. Uri, come a little closer. Good. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Halavai, we should have this problem every single day.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. Bottom line, Rabbi Isai, we seem to have an inconsistency in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is written stamp without any names given, and it appears that the first halach of the Mishnah is not alibed Rabbi Akiva, and the final halach of the Mishnah is alibed Rabbi Akiva. So what's going on? Is it Rabbi Akiva? Is it not Rabbi Akiva? There seems to be a contradiction. Ever the Gemara, there's no contradiction whatsoever. Faith Gemara, Reish Rabbanim, Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Om Rabbi Yosef, it's not a problem. Rabbi, after all, the one that codified the Mishnayos was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was Rabbi. Ben Osef Allah, Libet Etanoi. Ben Adarim, Savalaki, Rabbi Akiva. Bebasar Chalav, Savalak Rabbanim. After all, the two halachas are totally unrelated. And so therefore, at times we're going to paschal like Rabbi Akiva, and at times we're not going to paschal like Rabbi Akiva. Coincidentally, they both happen to find themselves in our particular Mishnah, but the two halachas are unrelated. So the first halach of the Mishnah, when it says osir, which we assumed to mean osir min ha-toira, is not like Rabbi Akiva. And the same in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Nadarim, is Rabbi Akiva. But you know, no stira, everything is fine. Azoi lent Rabbi Yosef. Ravashi, Amr Ravashi says, I have an easier test. Kul Rabbi Akiva, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Vahi Kamar. When we started off the Mishnah, Kol Basar Asur Lavashi B'Cholam, we didn't say that the Isser is Dafka Min HaToira. Asur means bottom line, don't cook it with milk. So Mehen Midavei Toira, Mehen Midavei Sofrim. There are certain meats which it's Asur to go and cook with milk. Midavei Toira. Which ones are those? The Hema meat. Mehen Midavei Sofrim. And they're those which is only Asur Midrabanan. Which ones are those? That's the Chayv Oif. However, this only applies to meat, whether it's meat, whether it's fowl, whether it's chaya, but it's meat. Mashenkin, if you're talking about then everybody would agree fish and chagovim are not included, and therefore you don't have a problem with basa b'cholav with fish or with chagovim.
Good, Mandy, go ahead. Someone has health and medical emergency,
yeah,
and has hetzer to eat rabbanan meat with milk.
Right.
So oif and chaya are equal options.
And Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Akiva says exactly the same. What's the basis of his limud? We'll have to wait until we get there. We have here Rabbi Akiva Oimer Chay Oif Einam Min HaToyah Shnemar. Chay is like Oif, and Oif is like Chay. Rashi said it in the Mishnah also. You look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Yeah. What's the problem?
The Mishnah has a parallel, and it feels very, very similar, very, very consistent.
Right.
The Gemara is making an issue about saying this is like Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva. This Asur Min Rabbanan, Asur Min HaToyah. But the Mishnah doesn't feel like it's all different mandamim. It has a parallel feel. of distinguishing between basar behema chaya va'of versus basar dogim v'chagovim.
Absolutely.
And suddenly we're focusing on here and saying this is like Rabbi, not Rabbi Akiva. The Dibra Torah b'lashim b'nei Adam. So if we're going b'lashim b'nei Adam, why are we saying that in a Dorm we're like Rabbi Akiva and not in Dorm? If the Torah is also speaking b'lashim b'nei Adam, I don't see why we're making a machlokas here in the Mishnah when the Mishnah feels very consistent and pshat.
The Mishnah on its own sounds great. The Gemara that started off with the Kasha, and the Kasha the Gemara was that the second halacha, this noidim and abasar, you want to call out, third halacha, yeah. Noidim and abasar, says the Gemara l'chayra only is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Even though everybody holds by the Nedarim holchem achel losha b'nei Adam,
right.
The question is, how do you define b'nei Adam? Or losha b'nei Adam, not b'nei Adam, no b'nei Adam, but losha b'nei Adam. So the Gemara says that one way of figuring it out is when you go and send a shliach on a mission, and he comes back and tells you, I cannot go and perform the exact mission that you asked me to, but I could perform it a little bit differently. Question is that little differently considered to be part and parcel of what the person originally asked him to do? Or this is like a new shlichus. He asked him, please go and bring for me meat. Comes back, sorry, there's no meat. But there is
chicken.
Oh, why did he say there's a chicken? Why did he go and say, oh, by the way, I saw there's a new product, there's a new orange juice that came out now. It's no longer made from concentrate, it's brand new, it costs $3.99, it's on sale. Are you a nut? I ask you for meat, you're going to tell me about orange juice, right? It'd be ridiculous. But if a person comes back and says, there's no meat but there's chicken, oh, that already is sensible. I asked you for meat, there's no meat but the chicken. So, sounds like we're in the same parasha. But that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Tanna Kamma of the Brice about Yerek and Gluin. The fact that he didn't just buy the chicken, but instead he came back and he had to go and ask him, instead of the meat, I want to go and bring you chicken because there's only chicken left. Oh, that sounds like chicken is not part and parcel of meat because it was part of meat. Why didn't he buy the chicken already? After all, the suit is starting in 2 hours. We need to start cooking, and you had your excellent opportunity to go and bring chicken. I'm afraid by the time you go back to the market, there won't be any chicken left. And then you're going to come back, there's no chicken, but there's fish. Right? Blah, blah, blah. Like the Maas and Mesach and Gittin. You saw Maas and Gittin, like Gabi the bread. They no longer had white bread. Etc., etc. So, that's clearly the safe of the Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Akiva. And if the word osir in the Reisha is considered to be in all cases the same level of isur, then that means just like by behema it's midiraisa, then presumably by chickens and by oifis and chayas it's also midiraisa. That certainly does not go according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is enough confused gimel in the Mishnah that chayva oifenim in a Torah. So the Reisha is not like Rabbi Akiva. The safe is like Rabbi Akiva. What's going on? So Rabbi Yosef said, it's not a problem. Rabbi Akiva is not the author of our Mishnah, it's Rabbi. And Rabbi liked the pshat of the Rabbanan when it comes to Hilchos Bishul Basar B'Cholov. They liked that psak better than the psak of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he codified that as the halacha. And when it came to halacha, Nidarim, he preferred Rabbi Akiva's view over the view of the Tanna Kamma of the Braisim and the Yerek Medidlur. But the two are unrelated. I mean, they're consistent in terms of stylistic, in terms of Lashon, but the two unrelated halachas, and so therefore, one time we pass like Rabbi Akiva, one time we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Ma kol Rashi. But Rav Ashi says, no, the whole mission is like Rabbi Akiva. We know clearly the safe is Rabbi Akiva, that's for sure. The ratio when it says Osir is not just biblically osir, even rabbinically osir, anything which is osir. Osir means bottom line. Are you allowed to go and cook meat together with milk? No. Are you allowed to cook chicken? No. Turkey? No. They're different levels of isur. One's the rice, one's the rabbin, but the mice, they're all osir. It's good. Like so in the Mishnah of Osir l'halois, don't put the two together on the table. Now, everybody knows there's no isur in putting milk together with meat on the table. In fact, many of us own refrigerators. I'm sure that you have both milk and meat in the same refrigerator. How come there's no chumra? No, you have that separate milchiger refrigerator, separate fleischiger refrigerator. So far, they haven't come up with that chumra yet. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? Sorry?
The last question
is that one should have two separate
refrigerators.
Sure, that's a wonderful idea. Anyway, but the point is that there is no such issue. So what's the lisa vashel? Don't cook, don't eat, but you can't put them together on the table. Avada, the reason it's a gzeira, the gzeira is the chacham were afraid that if you have both meat and milk on the table, by mistake, someone is going to go and mix the two, or eat one before the other, one after the other, with clean hands, unclean hands, on the same plate, all different types of related issues if you have the two on the table. So that's, of course, a gzeira midrabban. So now the same Rabbi Yosef that we had 7-8 lines ago, who said that our Mishnah is talking about kolabaser also lavash lebcholav midyoraisa min hatoira, not like Rav Ashi. Rav Yosef is going to try to prove that his pshat in the Mishnah is correct. So if you wanted to, you can go and take out kind of the two dots, because this is still a continuation of the same machloikis between Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. Remember, what's the machloikis? Rav Yosef says that our Mishnah is talking about only midyoraisa, and therefore the Tanakhama is not like Rav Akiva, because not only by Basa, but also by Oif, and also by Chaya, or min HaTorah, Osir Levashel B'Cholav. Why Rav Ashi said no? Some halachas of the Mishnah, Osir is midyoraisa, is by the Hema, and sometimes the word Osir means with Rabbanan, Legabi Chayas, and Oif. Says Rav Yosef, I'll prove it to you. Omer Rav Yosef, Shema Mina, from the second case of the Mishnah, the Osir Lahalois, it's crystal clear that Basa Oif B'Cholav is the Araisa, like I say in the Mishnah, and not like Rabbi Kiva. How do I know? The Isol Kedaitach, the Rabbanan, if you're going to go and tell me that the Isser of Basa Oif B'Cholav is Rabbanan and not Min HaTorah, Achila Gufa is Gzeir. That you're not allowed to go and eat Oif B'Cholav, according to Rabbi Kiva, is Rabbanan. Vana Nigzer Halo Otu Achila, then we're going to have a double drabanim. It's what we call a gzeira le gzeira. Because min ha-toira, you're allowed to go and eat, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to go and eat chicken together with milk. No problem. Oh, the chum said the drabanim, no, stay away. Don't take chicken with milk, because you do chicken with milk, you know what might happen? You might eat meat with milk. It's a gzeira. And now we're saying, not only don't even eat the chicken together with milk, don't even have them on the same table together. Because if you have them on the table together, then you might come and eat them. So people say it. No, it's to go and eat. Oh, but you might come to go and eat milk with meat. Oh, so it's a double whammy. It's a double gzeira. Gzeira number one is, don't put it on the table. Why? Because you might come to eat it. So, because it might come from that to go and eat meat and milk, which is awesome, and I'll tell you. So the fact that our Mishnah says, Osa lehalois im agvin al shulchan, not just basar behema, but also basar oy v'chaya, the only exception to the rule is the fish and the chagon, but you're now going to put chicken and milk together on the same table, is a charais, is a biyosif shmam, you know, basar oy v'chol, is the charais. These all kadaitach, the Rabbanon, like Rav Ashi's learning pshat in our Mishnah, achila gufa gzeira, the whole isser of eating cholov together with oif is midraban nigzera, because you might come to eat real basar b'cholov. Now we want to add on another layer of isur. That would be a gzera le gzera. How do you know? Maybe the Chachamim, when they made Gzeiras, they made Gzeir the Gzeir. Maybe there are three layers, four layers. Who says that there's no Gzeir the Gzeir? Abraham Yerai did not. Mishnah Mesech Tis Chal. What does it say in the Mishnah? Chalas Chutz La'aretz Necheles Im Hazor Al HaShulchan. We all, of course, today also have the Halacha of Chal. If we knew exactly who the Kahanim were, we would go and give the Kahanim our Chal. Since we don't know, we cannot give it to them. It's not because we want to be miserly vis-a-vis the Kahanim, but because the din of Chalet has the same din, just like Truma. It's just like Truma is Osir Lizorim. Chalet, when we say Chalet, we don't mean the Chalet that we eat for Shabbos. Chalet is what we're mafresh min ho'isa, whether it's for bread, or for Chalet, or for matzah. That portion that we are mafresh, and today we go and burn, years ago they used to give it to the Kahanim. Hopefully soon, this minig will be reinstated, and we'll give it to the Kahanim and Yerushim again. So what does it say? So the din of challah is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the mitzvahs of Tluyas Baris, just like Truma, and just like Maisris. Why do we give challah today in Chutz Laretz? A din d'rabbanan, that we are machmir otu Eretz Yisrael, just like Eretz Yisrael, we give challah here too. Okay, zayigit. But what's the halacha? Necheles im hazor al shulchan. If you want to go and have kehanim and Yisraelim eating together at the same table, and on the table you have both chalas chutz laret, chala from America, challah from outside Eretz Yisrael, on the table, and you have a whole bunch of other food items on the table, you're allowed to go and ask a zohar to go and join you at that meal. Now there's a second halacha. Then he tells the whole coin she you can go and give it to any coin. What means to any coin? So Rashi points out that if you're talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you cannot give it to an Amoret. Why can't you go and give it to Amoret? Because he's not going to be Shoimer the Chala, just like the Truma Bittahara. And we have a pasuk that Rashi quotes, Loseis Menosla Kehanim La Machzikim Betoiras Hashem. The only time you give a chalas to a coin who's machzik b'toiras Hashem, in other words, that he's machmir on hilchos tumah v'tahara, he's not going to allow this chala to become tummy. So okay, good shishem. Anyway, no, I'll say the best order. So getting back to Agimar now, so Agimar is telling us that applies to chalas Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to give it to a koyin amoritz who's not shoimer his chalos and trumas b'tahara. However, in chutz laaretz is permissible. Now, the focus of our Gemara is not on that second halacha, but it's on the first halacha, that you're allowed to go and eat it together with Zohar al-Shulchan. The implication is that if you had Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you could not eat it together with the Zohar at the same table. However, Chalas Chutz Laaretz is okay. So the Gemara wants to know, why don't we be Goyzer? We should make as our double Gzeira. What's the double Gzeira? The whole reason why we have Chalas Chutz Laaretz in the first place is Otu Chalas Eretz Yisrael. What happens if this Zohar is going to eat at the same table together with the Kohen, the Chalas Chutz Laaretz? You know what might happen? He might come to go and eat from Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Oy, oy, oy. So we should be Goyzer Male Otu Achila. Just like we have over here by the Basar. Don't even put the meat and the milk together on the same table, because he might go and eat from the meat and the milk together. So don't go and put the Chalas Chutz Laaretz together with other food items at the same table and have a Zohar eat, because he might come and eat by accident from the Chalas Chutz Laaretz. But I'm not going to that. Why I'm not going to? Because it's a double whammy, it's a double gzeira. Because number one, say don't be mala on the table together. That would be one gzeira. There's no isur being mala. You can have the two, the challah together with other food items on the table. No isur in that. They don't contaminate each other. It's only because maybe the zohar is going to come and eat from that. No, so makol rashi, the zohar will come and eat from it. Yeah, but if he's going to eat from the challah chutzar, he might next time eat from challah Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's a gzeira. So we're not concerned about gzeira l'gzeira. So Freiti Morris, why over here are we concerned about gzeira l'gzeira? Is the charei that Amish is not talking about Basar oif midrabanan? We're talking about the iser abishal oif becholav and midiraisa. Since it's midiraisa, it's not gzeira l'gzeira, because if I have the same chicken together with the same milk on the same table, maybe he's going to come to go and eat from the chicken and milk, and that's an issa deraisa. That's not an issa drabanan. So therefore, Rav Yosef is bringing lechoyra a very, very strong raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Chala, that the Mishnah is like Rav Yosef learned, that we're talking that it is not a libid Rabbi Akiva in the Reisha, because our Mishnah holds that the Isser is across the board min HaTorah. Amalei Abayabai said, Nishka Raya. Why Nishka Raya? Bishlan miyashmin and chalas chutz laretz bo'oretz. The iklamigz mishim chalas o'oretz tiyaraisa v'loi gazrina. Iklamashmina, you would have 100% Raya. Ela, by chalas chutz laretz, mishim dolek lemigzaro. What does he want me to say? What I mean to say is that the raya that you just brought now from the Mishnah in the Sechtas Chala is not a good raya, because that Chalas Chutz Laaretz presumably is talking about in Chutz Laaretz, for instance here in New York or in Europe or Africa, whatever, outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very rare to go and find Chalas Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, today anything is possible, because you have import and export of foods. Regularly you go into the supermarket, you have to be careful not to go and check all of the vegetables and all of the fruit to make sure that they're not produce of Eretz Yisrael. And fairly often they are. So you got to be careful, because of Truman problems, and Mises problems, Schmitte problems.
All the problems.
Yeah, all these wonderful things. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, but in the good old days, in the times of Chazal, it was very rare to find Chalas Eretz Yisrael b'chutz laretz. So here, we're in New York, we have on the table Chalas Chutz Laaretz, which is eaten only by the Kahanim. They're inviting their friends, the Zorim, meaning the Leviim and the Yisraelim, the non-Kahanim, to eat with them at the table. So what's the shiloh over here? You're telling me, well, can be mal the two on the table. The chazor might come to eat from this chalas chutz la'aretz and is a zor. No, so big deal. It's not awesome in a Torah. It's only gzeirah drabanan. So he will eat. Nishkefelach. He's not over any issa diaraisa. You know, but what might happen is after he eats that, he might come to eat chalas eretz yisrael. When is he going to be in a chalas eretz yisrael? Yeah, if he decides to go to eretz yisrael in a few months from now, a few years from now, then that'll be an issue. But there's no imminent problem that he might come to eat from chalas eretz yisrael, just like he ate from chalas chutz la'aretz. So there's no reason to be goyzer because chalas eretz yisrael is not matzui in chutz la'aretz. However, if you would tell me that case is talking about an eretz yisrael, that's a different story. In other words, you're sitting in Yerushalayim, and at the same table they have not only Chalas Eretz Yisrael, because they're in Eretz Yisrael, they also have to be, somebody just came now from New York and he brought with him some Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Oh, there would be a good reason to go and be Goyzer. Because if you're going to allow the Zohar to go, if you're going to put the Chalas Chutz La'aretz together with regular food items on the table, and you're going to invite the Zohar, so the Zohar might come to go and eat from the Chalas Chutz La'aretz. No, she'll eat from the Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, but 5 minutes later or a day later, he might eat from the Chalas Eretz Yisrael. And there's tons of Chalas Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that would be a good reason to be Goyzer, if that were the case of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says you could still invite the Zohar to eat with you at the table. That would be a good raya that you're not goyzer gzeirah l'gzeirah. But chalas chutz la'aretz in chutz la'aretz, the reason why they're not goyzer, because there's no reason to be goyzer halah otu achila, because when's the last time you came across chalas eretz yisrael in chutz la'aretz? So again, second line, omelie abai. If you would tell me that the case there in that Mishnah is talking about Chalas Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, then you'd have a good raya that we're not gozer gezer gezer. The ikla migzah mishem Chalas Ha'aretz tiaraisa. Because since you're in Eretz Yisrael, oh, one thing can lead to the next. You have the Zohar at your table and you mala the Chalas Chutz La'aretz on the table. He might eat from it. No, so he eats from it. Yeah, but the next time he might eat from Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Why am I not goyzer? It's a simon. I'm not goyzer gzeira legzeira. Ikla mashmino. Then you can go and bring a raya to our Mishnah as well. That our Mishnah is talking about davka isurim d'oraisa. And I see that in our Mishnah we say in our Mishnah that we don't allow for being mala the basar, which includes oif together with milk on the table. Why not? Obviously, there must be that it's a diaraisa because it's only drabanan. We're not goyzer gezeira legezeira. El chutzlaret, but if you're talking about chalas chutzlaret, in chutzlaret, you know the reason why we allow the zorim to eat together mishum the lekel mixru, because there's no basis and no premise, no reason, no justification to go and be goyzer. Aval hacham in our case, isharisa leva suki oifu gvina. If you're going to put oifu gvina, in other words, again, Abai is now defending Rav Ashi's position that our Mishnah could be talking about lav davka that oif is awesome in a Torah. Maybe it's only awesome midrabanon, but nevertheless, isharisa leva suki oifu gvina. If you're going to allow oifu gvina on the table, osla suki basar gvina, then the next step will be, they've given out the four spies, they gave out nice pieces of chicken, some fricassee, and they have gvina on the table. What happens if he eats oif gvina? No, so he ate oif gvina. It's not awesome in a Torah, it's only a gzeirah drabanan, so he didn't do anything. Yeah, but the main course is coming shortly, and then there's going to be a piece of roast on the table. Ooh, asla suki basar gvina, umechel basar b'chola of the oraisa. Therefore, what the Gemara is concluding is, zogt abaye, to Rav Yosef, you have no raya to your pshat in the Mishnah. Again, what was Rav Yosef's pshat in the Mishnah? Rav Yosef's pshat in the Mishnah was that our Mishnah is only talking about Isurim D'Oraisa, and that Oif and Chaya are awesome in our Torah to mix together with milk. You're going to go and tell me what's the right? Maybe Rav Ashi is right. Maybe the word Osir is referring to Osir, bottom line, but it could be that Oif and Chaya is only awesome in Rabbanan. Said Rav Yosef, no. Because then it will be gzeira the gzeira, and we don't make gzeiras the gzeiras, just like I find the chalas chutz la'aretz. Says Abai, you have no raya. Maybe we too do gzeiras the gzeiras. The reason why chalas chutz la'aretz is no gzeira the gzeira, there's no reason, no justification to make a gzeira the
gzeira.
Okay, fine. It's even less than double shloish shchiach. It's just you don't have chalas eretz yisrael and chutz la'aretz. It's nishda. Maybe today you would have it, but you certainly didn't have it. So there's no basis to make such a gzeira. But oif and cholov leading to basar in cholov, that happens everywhere. That's not an Eretz Yisrael chutzlaris. That could happen anywhere. So therefore, it could be that the chachamim were goizer gzeira l'gzeira under those circumstances, because I can easily see that if you have chicken and milk on the table at the same time, and what's the iser? Maybe he's going to eat oif and gvina together. No, so he eats oif and gvina together. Yeah, that's now. But the next course, or next meal, or tomorrow, he's going to go the next step, and he's going to go and eat basar and cholov together. Ooh, so therefore, maybe they were going to the gzeira, and you have no raya of Yosef to your pshat, it could be that oif is taka only drabanan, like Rebbe Akiva, and not minatay.
Is this Mishnah definitive regarding that only milk and meat should not be cooked together, but you can cook meat and fish together? You can cook meat and chicken together, and the various other
mixtures. As you know, we are careful not to go and mix meat and fish, and that's why we have different forks, and we go and wash it, 100%.
So what do we learn?
Our mission is not focusing on the meat and the fish aspect, only we're focusing together with milk. Can you go do meat with milk? Can you go and do fish with milk? Says our Mishnah, meat and milk, awesome.
Right.
Fish and milk is mutter. Now, fish and milk already is a little bit clouded, a little bit in mystery. What do I mean clouded mystery? There are many people that will not eat, for instance, fish that was fried in butter or something similar. Okay. Yet you'll see, if you ever go to a bris, and even if you don't go to bris,
lox and cream cheese.
People eat lox and cream cheese. Lox, most lox happens to be fish. Most cream cheese happens to be milk. If you put the two together in one delicious bagel, guess what happens? You're eating now fish together with milk. Nice. So you see that on certain things, people, you're more makbid, nish more makbid. Our Mishnah really is not addressing any of that. Our Mishnah is only addressing the Isra Basar B'cholav. What's the definition of Basar B'cholav for purposes of Basar B'cholav? It certainly includes the hema meat. The question is, does it also include chicken? And does it also include venison or deer meat and anything else which is considered to be chaya? Oh, so that our Mishnah doesn't address it explicitly. That's addressed on Kuf Yud Gimel, where Rabbi Akiva says Chayv Oif is only Drabanan. It's not the Araisa. The question is, what's Pshat our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah Oser Min HaTorah across the board to like Rabbi Akiva, or is it only Oser the Araisa by Behema, but it's also Oser Min Drabanan by Chayv Oif? Anyway, that's the Machlokes and
regardless, we still have to reconcile this Mishnah with that Mishnah, regardless of whom we're quoting. We still have to say which one do we hold
on. We have to reconcile the ratio of the Mishnah with the Sefer of our Mishnah. But the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is very, very explicit, where the Mishnah itself says that the din of Basar B'cholav is across the board. Back in the Mishnah, it's the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel, and then you get to the third line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Chai V'Oif Einam Min HaTorah. Shenem Mar, he brings it right from a Pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that is Mechadish, the din of Basar B'cholav is only by Basar B'hema, and not by Oif B'cholav. Until that point, we assume that the Isser is across the board, the Araita. That's how Rav Yosef learned that Mishnah.
But,
yes, please.
The Dovim just, when I was with, I see forever, you can always have a called the Milch. You see, after the first day, Shavuos, after davening, you have what's called a Milch Kiddush, like a word called Zuda, and they would serve all the Milch dishes and fried fish.
Okay.
So I don't want the.
Was the fried fish fried in milchiks, or
no,
was only
circle? No, but it was the same thing.
Okay. Anyway, again, this is all very, very interesting topics, but it really doesn't deal with our Gemara. Our Gemara is, you know, shkoyach for bringing it to our attention.
I think you just don't cook. I don't think anybody say that you shouldn't eat lox and green.
Well, I'm saying if you don't cook it, you shouldn't eat it.
Why in the previous Gemara are we being so makel nishkefer lachitz mitzrabanan? Sometimes mitzrabanan, you know, atu chacham chazak al devarim yosef mishal Torah. Suddenly we're being so we're giving very little weight to this. It's mitzrabanan nishkefer lach. In your words, why are we suddenly being so makel on the mitzrabanan when sometimes you know we're saying mitzrabanan? It's heavy stuff.
What's Emmy wants to address that question?
And we're not being made of this, we're trying to categorize exactly what the halakha is. In other words, nobody's, I don't think anybody is saying that, oh, you have a chicken sandwich with cream cheese because only that means I want. But the point is that I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're trying to categorize what the Yisurim are or not.
For sure. Yeah. You're right. But yes, what would you like to add? Or Yishlema?
the chaya is put together with oif because you have to kiss your dam. It's different. There's forget the milk shleish business. If you eat chaya she'en shchuta, what is it? Is the reich rabban
chaya she'en shchuta? I think it has a shchita in the Torah.
So why here is different? What did the Chavim to say? The chaya is different than man.
That's dafka fi gimel. The reason for that says the Rekiva based on the pasuk. Says three times. I know the Rashi in Chumash says that the reason for three times is one is for Bishul, one is Yisrachid, one is Yisrano, but there are other Pshatim as well. And the way Rabbi Kiva is learning that the three times comes to tell you only Behema and not Chaya, only Behema and not Oifis. Mitchem, we'll get to that Kofi Gimel, we'll see more. Anyway, beginning back to Barry's question, Chas V'Shalom, we're not saying a Drabanan, it's only doing me, of course, every Drabanan is very, very strong. And as you say, whenever the Chacham made a Takana, it's Kedivrei Torah sometimes, more than Kedivrei Torah. What we're pointing out is that if the only reason that it's Osir is only because of a Gzeira, Otu, he might come to do the Diaraisa, then the Chacham didn't do a Gzeira the Gzeira. Meaning, truth of the matter is, if there wasn't a din derabanan, you'd be able to go and take your chicken and dip it into milk, put the milk into chicken, you could put ice cream on top of your chicken, you could have fried ice cream together with fried chicken, it would be gewaldig, it would be delicious, and everybody would make it. The only thing you'd have to do is make sure to make a brucha before that. But otherwise, it would all be fine and dandy. Why can't you go and do it? Because I'm afraid, you're going to do chicken together with ice cream, the next time you're going to go and do a piece of roast beef together with ice cream. But the actual consumption of the chicken together with the ice cream, min ha-Torah, totally permissible. It's fine. It's good. Just make a bracha. I'm just afraid he might come. It's because of that might. Not that we're saying that might is goonish. Of course, it's very, very important. But now we're going one step further. Don't even put the ice cream together with the chicken on the table. You know what might happen. He might eat the ice cream together with the chicken. If that's where the problem ends, fine. So he ate chicken together with the ice cream. There is no issur min ha-Torah to do it. The only issur is only because he might go the next step. So for instance, if you are in a country where there is no meat at all, they've outlawed eating the consumption of meat, perhaps there would be no reason to go and make this issur of halah, because what's the worst that can happen is that he's over the drabat, which is a very strong drabat, that he's going to go and eat the chicken together with the milk. But he's never going to go and eat the meat together with the milk, because there's no meat for 5,000 miles in all directions. You're not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara is essentially saying, the same thing over here. When the chalas chutz laretz in chutz laretz, worst comes to worst, the zor eats the chalas chutz laretz, there's no issur d'oraisa. Yes, it's even issur d'rabanan. But there's no intrinsic, inherent issur d'rabanan. It's only because exactly he might come to eat chalas eretz Yisrael. There's no chalas eretz Yisrael for 5,000 miles. To get to chalas eretz Yisrael, you have to go to eretz Yisrael. Mashenkin, if you're in eretz Yisrael, and there happens to be chalas chutz laretz over there, which of course would also not be a dover motzui, but if in fact there is chalas chutz laretz, then there's a very good reason to be goyzer. Because although the eating of the chalas chutz laretz by the Tzar himself is really no issur d'oraisa, yeah, it's also the Rabban with a capital Durabban, a capital Dalet Rei, sure, a Vad of Tunish. But the whole reason for the Rabban is not because inherently there's something wrong. The Gzeir that you might come to eating from the Trumo or the Chalad Yeraisa. Oh, so that maybe there would be Goyzer, Gzeir, Gzeir. Because don't be mala the Chalas Chutzlars on the table together with other food items if you have a Zor there, because you might eat from that Chalas Chutzlars. And even though that itself is not problematic. Diaraisa, a big problem derabat. But what's the big problem derabat that he might come to the diaraisa dikachal? Oh, enachanami. That's why we should be goyz exera even in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, says the Gemara, said Abaye, Rav Yosef, your raya for the Mishnah Masechtas Challah is nishkashtar karay. Getting back to Gemara, maskil Rav Sheshes, freitas Rav Sheshes, soif soif. I don't even understand what this whole halo'a problem is altogether. Soinim mitzoinim who the whole iser of achila of basar b'cholav. If you had basar b'cholav that got mixed together when they were hot, for instance, if they were cooked. Properly cooked together, that's why the Torah says Savasha Gidi Bachalevi, that even the Achila has to be a Derech Bishop. So if you were to go and eat a cold piece of meat together with a cold piece of cheese, you would also not be over an Issa Deraisa. So Frank Timara, what's the issue of having the cold meat and the cold
ice cream on the table. Even if you had cold roast beef, not chicken, roast beef, real beef. Where's the beef? It's right there. That's the roast beef. And then you had another portion of chicken, not chicken, of ice cream, or of milk, or of cheese. Worst comes to worst if you eat it. Don't eat it, you're not allowed to. Drabat, yeah, of course. But you're not going to come the day isn't the Raisa. So what's the reason why we should not be mala the two on the table? They're all tzaynim but tzaynim anyway. The original gzeda will not that you should not be mala just cold meat and cold milk. The original gzeda was don't put anything together on the table because people won't differentiate between cold and warm and hot. You have a brand new roast beef that just came out of the oven, you put it on the table, and you have together with it gvina, and guess what happens? They might put a little gvina into the roast beef, and they're going to mix it, and it's still hot, it will be a b'chinas bishul. So that's an isidiraisa. That's exactly. So if you want to safe, klishenu, u klishenu enim bavashul. The Gemara is assuming that the ilfas that we're talking about is more of a serving dish as opposed to the original pot that was on the fire. And therefore, if it's more of a serving dish, this by definition is a cliche is not babasha. So again, worse comes to worse, if he pours a little milk and he puts a little gvina in, avada osmed rabbanon chasishol metonishasan avadavad. But you're talking about as the gzeri might come the day and isa diraisa, no reason to be goyzer, because even if he were to bring the cliche and put them together on the table, what's the isa being mala? No problem of being mala having this hot serving dish on the table together with the cheese. No problem. You know, they look at each other, they smile to each other. No problem. They can even be friends with one another, the cheese and the milk, and they can be cheesy with one another, as long as they don't go and mix. So that's not a problem. I'm sorry. The problem is that they might come to go and mix the two. So it mixes the two. It's vital, not a problem. It's not bishul, it's only cliche. But he might come to eat. Oh, even if he comes to eat, it's still only from a bishul of a cliche. A vital, it's vital to rabban. How many gzeiros are you going to make and you don't even get to your d'oraisa at the end? Well, what we're concerned about is what happens if he goes and puts such a serving dish on the table that can be also used to be on the fire. There are today these fancy schmancy things.
Pyrex dishes.
Oh, you see what? Daniel, what would I do without you? You have a Pyrex dish that was on the flame and it cooked very, very nicely, but it's also very pretty, especially if they have designs on it and different colors and different shapes. Exactly. So they put it on the table and that's an Ilfas Rishoy. See, if by accident or on purpose somebody were to go and put some milk in or some gvina, some ice cream in it because it looks delicious and really looks nice, oh, this would be a real McCoy Isidiraisa. So then it would make sense to have these gazetas one on the other because it might come to an Isidiraisa. Anyway,
such a lot of garbush, something which is one big piece that retains its heat even until it is changing. So the meat you think would be a garbush, and even if it's an office that was a cliché, maybe, okay, we're going to have a Shabbos.
Exactly.
With the advent of imitation cheeses now, some restaurants are serving Keilu cheeseburgers because they're using the imitation cheese and they're serving it like a cheeseburger.
You'll see that sometimes you go to a fancy party or to chasen or bar mitzvah where at the end of the meal they are serving
iced tofuli.
Putting all of that aside, they're serving, for instance, coffee. And they're serving milk to go and put into the coffee. So I'll tell you, it's parva milk.
Right.
So many people are makbid that they go and have it in the original parva milk containers. So people should not have it. Some people, they don't do it with the container. They put in a fancy schmancy pitcher, but they put a sign on the thing. Don't worry, all the milk happens to be all parva milk, etc. So, if you have those types of chashas, you have to put your signs and let people know you shouldn't have a problem. Today, even though almost every single fleishig a meal, at the end they often will serve ices and some part of ice cream. Everybody knows that there's part of ice cream because this is a dover motzi that people eat. So I don't think that the gzeira would really apply today because it's crystal clear everybody knows it's part. But actually, you have to start tasting that ice cream. 99% of the time, you can tell it's part of ice cream, and that's why
you taste the chemical taste.
That's why you have to leave it over. Good. Anyway. That's halacha lemaisa, to speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. We're going on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. The very halacha that we've been talking about being ma'ala is in fact a machlik b'sham b'sil. Ha'oif oile ima gvina ala shulchan ve'inan necha. The b'sham b'sham says you can put oif together with gvina l'shulchan, I'm not concerned about mixing and matching. But then in echel, of course, don't eat the two together. Tosfos nisht, oif, don't eat it together. Either deraisa or derabanan. But you're allowed to be mal on the table together. Divr bishah. No, and that's of course more consistent with the first mission which we just finished, because the first mission we just finished said that you cannot put any type of meat on the table with the exception of fish or chagovim. Obviously chicken oif is not part of fish for chagovim, so therefore our first mission already said you're now going to be malah that together with the gvina. The fact that Beishamai says in our mishnah you are allowed to be malah oif and gvina, so Beishamai disagrees with our prior mishnah, and our mishnah is like Beisil. And of course that's no gross akasha, because Beishamai mokum Beisil ain't a mishnah, we pass like Beisil, therefore don't put them together and certainly don't eat them together. The halacha that we just learned now, zu makuli beishamai umechumri beisil. This is one of those rare cases where the beishamai people are mekel. They say you can put it together, and it's beisil that say loy. No, that it's aser that they are machmir. Now lechoyda, if you think about it for a moment, what has Rabbi Yossi taught us that I didn't know until now? Before we got to Rabbi Yossi, if I would ask you a question, who's the maker and who's the machmir? So let's see. You're louder. That's Beisham. Beisil says, "Loy oily, you're not allowed to." Sounds pretty clear to me that Beishamai is the one that's the Mako, and Beisil is the one that's the Machmir. So what is Rabbi Yossi going and adding? Oh, don't forget, Rabbi Yossi. Make sure you understand what we're talking about. This is a Kula Beishamai, Yechum Beisil. And the Gemara immediately asks, Rabbi Yossi, Hainan Tanakama. Both of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi said the same thing, that the Beishamai here is the rare case where he's Mekel, and the Beisil is the one that's Machmir. Vazok to Beisil. We'll see that in the Gemara. Finally, the Mishnah says, when we say don't put them on the table together, we don't talk about in the kitchen they're not allowed to be on the same countertop, or they can't be in the same refrigerator together. We're talking about the table that you're eating. Because the situation of situating the two together on the table might come to a person eating from the two together. Where you are being masad in the tafshil, that could be, for instance, in the kitchen, or it could even be in a buffet, where if you're going to these buffet kiddushes, or today they even have some buffet dinners, you have a buffet at the same table, the milchiks and the fleshiks. Of course, be careful, don't eat from the two together, but noisins and bitsan. Why? What's the reason for it? Says Rashi, because of the table that you're eating, people are much more taking this and taking that in the middle of eating, and they're not thinking the thing through, and they put on the same plate, they put in their mouth together. You got to be careful. But if it's on a buffet, so presumably it's not like today that everybody starts eating whilst they're standing at a buffet. They should take it to their tables and sit down. And by the time they sit down, they realize, oh, what am I doing over here, etc. And so you don't have that same chash by the buffet table like you have by the table where people are sitting down and eating. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the beginning of the mission, we already asked Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that Beishamai is the one that's Mekel, Beisil is Machmer. Rabbi Yossi just repeats that. V'chitei machi leguf eikim enayu. Oh! Ah! I see what the machloikis is. If you go back to the Mishnah said two halachas. Beishamai said, ho'oif oilem agvina ve'enay nechal. You're allowed to be mala, you're just not allowed to eat. Beisil says, you're not allowed to be mala, nor are you allowed to eat. And then Rabbi Yossi says, Zumakuli Beishamai. Maybe he meant to say that Beishamai holds not only are you allowed to go and be mala the oif and the gvina, maybe you're allowed to even eat the oif and the gvina. In other words, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, that there's no Issa D'Oraisa, and he holds the Chacham weren't even Goyzer. Just because you have chicken together with gvina, you got to eat meat with gvina. I'm not nervous about it. So maybe that's Pshat Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that Beishamai is such a Mekel. Lumakula Beishamai. The Beishamai holds not only can you be Mala, but it's even Nechal together. Perhaps that's the Machloikis. So Timara, Vachite Machila Gufi Kvenai, the Kama Tanakamba, Law Kamifligi. Bachila Loipligi, right? According to Tanakamba, there's no Machloikis by Achila. Everybody holds Ein Nechal, Ein Nechal. The Amale Rabbi Yossi, Achila Gufa Mekula Beishamai is Chum Beisil. Even the Achila itself, there is a Machloikis, a Beishamai is Mekel. So that sounds like a plausible answer. Fatima Vatania. Let's look at the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, Oy Meshish Dvan Mekula Beishamai, Mechum Beisil. Vizu Achas Mehen. What are one of the six? Oif, Oile Magvina Ala Shulchan. The Einoi Nechal, the Rabbi Shammai. just like our Mishnah.
Right.
So I see crystal clearly that even Rabbi Yossi holds, just like our Tanna Kamma, that there is, when it comes to Achila, everybody is in agreement. Loi Nechal, Loi Nechal. So what's the machlokes now between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma? Zokti Yemara, Eina Chanami, our Mishnah is not coming to tell you any machloikis, but rather Elohoka Mashmalon, Man Tanna Kamma. Who's the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yossi. Now, once Rebbe already established that that's the halacha by making it a Stam Mishnah, what do I need to go and say, oh, by the way, it's Rabbi Yossi? Who gets? Why didn't he say Rabbi Yossi initially? Why didn't he start off Rabbi Yossi Oimer Oif Oilem Agvina? So Rashi says it's a kind of a strange Gemara. Atana Shochach Lehizkir Shmoy Betchila. Beginning when Rebbe was putting the Mishnah together, there was some sort of typographical error, some type of mistake, and they left that Rabbi Yossi Oimer, but they intended saying Rabbi Yossi. And once people started learning the Mishnah, as you know, they learned the Mishnayis, the Zimra, they went to memorize it, and Metagansanigan, they didn't want to change the beginning of the Mishnah, but rather he ends off, and this is Rabbi Yossi, the one that said it. So Frank Timur, the Wuzman Afrika, Rabbi Yossi, Nish Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Who cares? Who? So Timur comes to tell you, it's one of the most famous Chazalim. And that's why he wants to go and throw in, it's Rabbi Yossi. We want to bring the Gula. So you tell me, what's the Makar from that? Oh, we're now in Chodesh Adar. This is a double be'itay matayv shenemar, but they asked the Melech b'shem Mordechai. Why did you say b'shem Mordechai to be maybe geul olam? That's why our Mishnah also of Rabbi Yossi to maybe geul olam.
Why did they quote who said this memra? No, there is somebody in Megillah. I think
that's why Gula hasn't come yet. Good. Zogti more about the Tana Agra Chamua Dereb Abba. Agra was his name. He was the Shver, the father-in-law of Reb Abba. What did he teach? Oif and Gevina necholin ba'afikoyin. That oif and Gevina can be eaten. The word afikoyin, says Rashi, comes from the word hefker. You can eat it hefkedik. Now, don't think hefkedik that means, you can pour the milk on top of the oif and you can dip the oif into the Gevina. No. Chasashon. He just means to say, hutoni l'v'u'amrla. And he's saying that he means to tell us, in other words, if you ate, for instance, the kvina, and now you want to go and eat the oif, you don't have to wash your hands, you don't have to wash out your mouth, just don't eat them together, but you can go and eat them hefkedik without any major hafsakas between one and the other. Azay, isolate kvina, ochal, isolate bisra, not oif, bisra, ochal. V'loy Mashiyavi didn't wash his hands. It's Amrilei, V'otani, didn't we just learn, Agra Chamudr, Abba, Oif Ugvina, Nechol Vafikarim, Oif Ugvina is eaten Hefker. What means Hefker? Flowing the Tila Sidayim. Oif Ugvina in, Bas Ugvina lay. See, you have to be Goyzer, because we already jumped to the conclusion, even by Bas Ugvina, you don't have to, of course you have to wash your hands. Your hands are still dirty, still greasy, with the Gvina on it, and now you're going to go and eat the Oif. You're going to have milk and flakes together, matunish, etc. So are you gvina in, but bas gvina light. Amalahu hani milib zareila. That halacha that you have to wash your hands is only at night. Habimam hachazina. After all, during the day, I just finished eating the gvina, and now I looked at my hands carefully. There's not one speck, not one greasy spot on my fingers, and therefore I figured I don't have to worry about it. Maybe even had a handkerchief or a napkin, and he wiped it thoroughly, so there's nothing there. So you don't have to wash your hands. But Balayla, you cannot see, you think that there's nothing there. There might be something there after all. That's when you have the dinner of the Tilas Yedayim, but not during the day. Now, in terms of how much do you have to wash out your mouth, because Gemara said, that's going to be a Mitzvah discussion, which we're going to learn in Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.